Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talk. So let's take a look at Nigeria and what's going on over there, because they are aggressively pursuing and coercing the people in Nigeria to accept a digital CBDC, a central digital bank currency. You could say that Nigeria is a testing ground with other countries watching, observing, and analyzing, because they all plan on bringing in CBDCs. The Bank of England have already started the ball rolling with their digital pound. They make out they are just working stuff out, asking for people's opinion. They already have it all mapped out, what they're going to do. They're just waiting for the right moment to spring it on you, or working out the best strategy to implement it. And this is really what it's all been about. I'm not going to talk about it in this video. I'll talk about it in a future video. But the last 3 years have been, in my opinion, well, there have been many things, but one of the main things has been, I believe, a huge psychological experiment to work out who at this time, at this specific time, will and who will not take the mark in the future, because this is where it's all heading. It's not a coincidence that all of these countries are implementing CBDCs all of a sudden, all at the same time, all in lockstep with one another. It's not a coincidence that they all started to do this just after the events of the last couple of years and the lockdowns and the jib jabs. Here's some figures for you. According to the Atlantic Council's CBDC tracker, 114 countries representing over 95% of the world's GDP are exploring a CBDC. If that is not in lockstep, if that is not a clandestine shadow one world government planning on changing the entire way we use money, I don't know what is. And people call me crazy for talking about Bible prophecy. Well, what else is it? I mean, what other reason do all of these countries at the same time, why do they want to introduce CBDCs? You might say to control people. Well, yeah, it's the digital trap, as I've been saying over and over. How are they going to control people? Well, by getting them to accept something, you know, a barcode, a QR code that they will need to obey the system in order to use the digital currency, in order to be able to buy and sell. They will need some form of authentication, won't they? Which will be some form of mark. Could it be the mark of the beast, as in prophecy? Has this been possible at any other time in history? No, because it's only now that the technology has advanced enough to make it possible so that it can be done all across the world at the same time, which is right now. That's what they're doing. Is it not obvious what's going on here? Look, anyway, here we see riots erupt in Nigerian cities as bank policy leads to scarcity of cash. Angry protesters attack ATMs and block roads in frustration at lack of new banknotes days before election. Okay, so like I was saying, Nigeria brought in a digital CBDC, the Naira, a year ago, October 2021 to be precise. People didn't want it. 99% of people refused it because they were sensible. They know it's wrong and they kept using cash. So to coerce the people from using cash, they have recently replaced old cash notes with a new Naira cash note, giving Nigerians only weeks to cash in their soon-to-be out-of-date cash. And they are bringing in the new cash, which is a cash version of the CBDC. But they're not printing enough of it, and people cannot get the cash they need, therefore forcing them, coercing them to go digital, to go for the CBDC. All of this massive upheaval has caused chaos. Businesses are closing and so on. It says here, banks have limited access to cash for withdrawals because of a scarcity of the new notes. And some businesses refuse to accept old Naira, causing huge queues, angering customers and disrupting businesses, causing riots, etc., etc. It says here, tensions have flared in Nigeria since the central bank set a February deadline for depositors to change old notes, leaving many people cashless and frustrated. Many people working in the informal economy and in transport in Nigeria use cash for transactions rather than banking apps. The central bank said the policy was aimed at mopping up excess and counterfeit naira from the system, as well as discouraging cash ransom payments to kidnappers and bandits. Yeah, you know, that's a load of bullshit. The policy was also to promote cashless transactions by limiting the use of cash for businesses. Bingo, that's what it's all about. They are forcing people to go cashless, forcing people to accept a CBDC. And this is what it's all been about. This is why you have the Bank of England putting out brochures about the digital pound, why the euro are bringing in the CBDC. This is the only way they can implement the mark of the beast on an international level. As it states, and he causeth all both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he had that mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. It's very specific, right? Buy or sell. This is the only time that this prophecy could come true, and it's with this technology that it can be achieved. This is the digital trap that I've been talking about, the 24/7 monitoring, the measuring of your energy usage, the automated fines. This can also include programmable money and the requiring authorization to be able to buy or sell. And this is the only time in history where it can be done across the world at the same time, in the same way, simultaneously, because we have reached that certain time where technology has advanced to be able to do this. It's not going to just come in straight away. They will say, as the Bank of England state with their digital pound, in their document, they state that cash will remain available and that it's not going to, oh no, it's not going to replace cash. Do not worry, sir. Of course they will say that, but they have every plan to eradicate cash later on, once it's been brought in. In this system, there will be no cash. Your money will have expiry dates and can only be used to purchase approved items, and your rates will be dependent on your social credit score. Clowns will come in now and say, oh, Bitcoin will save us, or some other cryptocurrency. They are the second net to capture you. Or should I say they are a precursor? They're the sweets that have been left to tempt you in initially, to get you used to the digital domain. In Nigeria, people have been using Bitcoin to avoid the CBDC. People will state how this has helped them, failing to recognize that instead what it has done is that it's taken millions of people who were using cash and instead have elected to use Bitcoin. They have transferred from the physical into the digital domain, therefore getting them to use and get used to using digital currency and making them go cashless. Wonder why so many of the alternative media are promoting cryptocurrencies, are promoting blockchain, or promoting new age doctrines, or why so many of the alternative social media platforms push cryptocurrencies? Because they have segregated you and are working on you. I'll talk about that in another video. Like I say, this is and has always been about the digital trap. And in my opinion, that is then leading to the mark of the beast. Obviously, I don't really see why all of these countries would be embarking on this at the same time and so quickly after the lockdown jib-jab plandemic. And this is very much, in my opinion, an obvious event with the digital CBDCs happening now all across the world and how it ties in exactly with prophecy. You know, this is just one aspect. There's many other things. I'd be curious to know from those unbelievers out there, why do you think all of these countries are bringing in CBDCs at the same time when they don't need to? This is why so many people intuitively have felt for quite a while now that something very dark is on its way or is already working amongst us. I get a lot of emails about this. This is why faith is so important, as it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And I'll end with this. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all of the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. As always, thanks for listening. Come and subscribe to the website hugotalks.com to get all notifications of all videos, as many are not uploaded to these social media platforms anymore. And I'll see you later.